Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Pistons, they lost at the LCA, 110-105, in the home and home with the Denver Nuggets. The Joker with 28 points and 21 rebounds. He could be, I mean, he was MVP last year, right? I mean, he's the most underrated MVP ever.
Unassuming MVP.
How can you be underrated and be the MVP?
No. Listen to how you phrased that. I know. He was MVP of the year last year, right?
Yeah.
That speaks to your point.
I think the reason is because he's not flashy per se.
Yeah. After the season, he was back in his home country.
Yeah.
Riding horses and wagons.
I know, but he's so freaking good. But the big story here locally is Cade Cunningham, 34 points in 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
No free throws, 14 of 26 from the field, and the last month or so, he's really started to play well. He's had, you know, a few clunkers, but, you know.
Sure. He's a young player's path.
He's a rookie. And, you know, we haven't really done the pulse of the city about Cade Cunningham. Because there were people, Rieger, who thought that the Pistons should have taken Jalen Green.
Right.
And I think that is done with, to be quite honest with you. I mean, look, Evan Mobley's having a great year. He'll probably be rookie of the year. I mean, it's at a halfway point. He's with the Cleveland Cavaliers, who's quietly had a really good season. Franz Wagner's having a really good season as well. But Cade's been great. He's been really what you expected.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people thought they were, who didn't watch him that closely at Oklahoma State, thought you'd get more glitz. He just has, to me, for the most part, is in complete control, which is unheard of usually for a rookie.
Yeah.
He knows the pace of the game. He knows when to accelerate. He knows the proper time, for the most part, when to take an outside shot, when to take a three-point shot. And, you know, we don't talk about them that much because of the results. But 248-539-9797. Where are you guys on Cade Cunningham? You love him? Think he's overrated?
Yeah.
I think he's terrific, and I think he's somebody that you build around.
Yes, you continue to put pieces around him.
Right. Is he going to be a generational player, to use that term? Probably not, but he's going to be, an all-star.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think he'll be an all-star? Do you think he'll be all-star?
Yeah, I do. I think he has the potential to do that. Now, look, you know, that stuff – you know, ties in with how good or bad the team is, too.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll get another top, you know, pick, maybe not number one overall, but a top three pick this year.
Yep.
And they'll start to build, and they'll have money for free agent. And they can actually, you know, build and become a really good team. I mean, that's the goal. But Cade Cunningham, to me, I mean, I watch the Pistons for him. It's the first thing I do. If I'm not watching the game, I'll go on my phone, see they're playing, see what the score is, and I go right to the box score, and the first thing I look is, how's Cade doing?
Yeah. I think most people do that right now because they want to see, you know, the first month of the season wasn't great.
Right.
Some of that was due to injury. Some of it was just due to being a rookie. But I that's why I asked the question, do you think he could be an all-star? Do you think he could be a consistent all-star? Because if he is consistently performing at that level year in, year out, and you start to put some more pieces around him,
mm-hmm.
then you're – he's fulfilling what we thought he could be here in Detroit, and that's the first piece to the puzzle of putting together a contender.
248-539-9797. There's something else I want to ask you. We're blessed with Cade Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Wings have three really good rookies because Nedeljkovic is considered a rookie still. We got Seider, Raymond, Nedeljkovic, Cade Cunningham, Penei Sewell, St. Brown, and we haven't seen Torkelson or Green yet.
No, but we're coming off Mize's rookie season.
Yes, true. So which young player excites you the most? And we have quite a few good young players. The teams aren't very good, but we have some good foundations of young players. All the young players that we have in Detroit who are showing their wares, so to speak.
Yeah.
Who excites you the most?
As a fan, for me, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. And it's kind of twofold. One, I'm excited because I think the Lions got great value out of their draft pick. He is going to continue to improve. You put another piece of the puzzle around him. You know, I don't think he's a number one receiver, but if you have a number one and then you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, all of a sudden it makes TJ Hockenson a little bit better. It makes your running game a little bit better. It's a great piece to the puzzle. But what excites me the most about Amon-Ra St. Brown is the fact that Brad Holmes was able to identify a mid-round talent that could come in and outperform his draft stock. And when you look at, I think there's, 10 picks in this coming draft? I can't remember if it was 9 or 10 picks. I'm excited about, obviously, the two firsts, the early second, but I'm really curious to find out what Brad Holmes can do in those middle rounds to get guys that can come in and outperform their draft stock.
I think Cade Cunningham probably excites me more because of the nature of the sport, so to speak.
Sure.
But I think I'm going to say Mo Seider.
Okay.
And the reason is to have a top flight defenseman at this age.
Right. It's early.
Is really unheard of. To do all the little things. Look, there have been really good, like, offensive defensemen who've come in, you know, young in their career, you know, Quinn Hughes, the former Michigan product to Vancouver, is one. But Seider does everything right. He plays really good defense. He's got a great shot. He's tough, and he's young. And
that's the way you got to be excited about Lidstrom actually being officially involved with the team too.
That's true.
Because he's going to do everything he can to coach him up to be like he was. Not to say he's going to be him.
Well, the other kid, I forget his name off the top of my head, their draft choice last year, who's a Swedish defenseman, is really tall. That's the guy that Lidstrom's probably going to work with the most, actually.
So here's a question for you. Because where Amon-Ra St. Brown was drafted, obviously Penei Sewell, and Cade Cunningham, you knew they were going to make the team.
Right.
Going into training camp for the Red Wings, did you think Raymond, Seider, either of those guys were going to be what they are or even be at the major league level?
Well, I thought they'd probably, especially after what they did in training camp.
Right, but I'm saying going into training camp, yeah.
Well, I thought Seider was going to be with the team. I didn't think Raymond was going to be with the team right away. But so he's probably been the biggest surprise. Seider, you know, it was all, you know, you wondered whether it was a lot of hype. And I remember we had the discussion with Rieger, who, you know, wanted Jack Eichel so bad. And I said, I like Jack Eichel too, but I ain't, you know.
Not giving up young talent.
I'm not giving up Seider.
Yeah.
And he went crazy. What do you mean you're not giving up Seider? I'd give up Seider in a second. Well, there's no way you give up Mo Seider. Gov, who's yours?
So he wanted Jack Eichel in a Seider package, and then he also wanted Jalen Green.
Yeah.
He's been on fire lately.
Yes.
Gov, who's yours?
Yeah. It's Cunningham. You know how I felt about him. I think he is a dynamic player.
Right.
That he can do a ton of things on the court. I know the one thing I said the one time might have been ridiculous about a Mahomes-esque.
Right.
I kind of meant a charisma to him.
Yeah.
I think people are going to love this kid once they start being more competitive and more people are watching him. And who wouldn't want to play with him?
Yes.
That's the exciting thing about him for me. The other one, first off, just the John's point about Amon-Ra St. Brown. Would love to see if he is a first-round pick in a redraft. You know, you usually get to see those redrafts this time of year. I think there's at least a chance that he may show up in those lists, which is incredible for Brad Holmes.
Right. So, he still wouldn't be, you'd still take, obviously, Chase or probably
Waddle.
I mean, there's no question.
We're talking bottom end first round. Yeah, like, wouldn't he look good in a Green Bay Packer uniform this year?
He's better than his brother who plays there.
And I do remember looking, and I won't have the time to find it right now, reading Pro Football Focus. They had gone through a redraft, and they had gone through ranking the rookie seasons, and they had actually placed him above Penei Sewell. Some of that was because of where Penei Sewell was drafted, okay, his expectations, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, where he was drafted, and the fact that he outperformed it. But I do think that he would be one of those guys that, you know, because wide receivers can be really tricky, right? There can be a run on them in the first round. And some of them, you know, some clubs will say, we're not going to take one until the second round because we could get a high-quality receiver at that point. I think he is probably in that 26 or later in the first round or top 10 picks of the second.
Exactly.
Whatever it is, it's way above where he was drafted.
I think we all know. I mean, I would be shocked if he became a true number one receiver.
Yeah, I don't think that's him, and so, I don't think we should expect that of him.
But we're talking about big names here. I mean, we're talking Cade Cunningham expected to be eventually a perennial all-star. I think Mo Sider, same thing. Mm-hmm. The guy that I'm still just jacked for, though, is Riley Green.
Yeah, but we haven't seen him yet. I know.
And it's going to be two-way with him. He defensively is just as much as offensively. I'm more excited about him than Tor.
Oh, so am I. 248-539-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.